Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And but the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please do be seated. Me being a bit vertically challenged, I'm that a bit higher. Reading and the one we had last week, and I've already started to think about next week. We're in the middle of a whole series of gospel readings about being fed and the bread of heaven. And we just had that wonderful Victorian hymn, Bread of Heaven. It's a real roaring. But we're in the middle of this series of readings about the bread of heaven. And if you think about it, how central that is to our Christian faith. It's talking about the Passover, and the Passover, sometimes known as the Eucharist, or the communion that we're having today, are the setting for this gospel reading this morning, when Jesus is teaching about the bread of heaven. And it takes place in the synagogue at Capernaum. For some years in the past, I took part in the Passover at our synagogue here in Newcastle, you know, just along the A34 by the hospital. And the local Jewish community, and all Jewish communities really, are required to eat the unleavened bread and the Paschal lamb, amongst other things, at that special meal. The Passover remembers the exodus from Egypt, the wandering from the wilderness, including that provision of the manna. The reading today begins with the last verse from last week's gospel. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I give for the life of the world is my flesh. And if you read that again and contemplate it, there's many claims made in that very short passage. Jesus is still purposely using the words, I am. Jesus uses those words regularly. I am. I am the living bread. I am the word. I am. Which are used as a naming of God. God comes to us through Jesus Christ. It's Jesus himself who's that living bread. And this is a greater offer than Moses had. Remember, in that reading it's talking about the people of Moses who had the manna that came down into the desert. They ate it, but they still died. But this is a greater offer that Jesus is giving us now. For the children of Israel, Moses ate the manna, they still died. Those who eat this bread that Jesus is now offering from heaven, those will live forever. He says, the bread that I give for the life of the world is my flesh. So Jesus isn't giving us things, he's giving us himself. himself to us. And he offers himself on the cross for us. He wants us to take of him. We are going, that are going to receive communion this morning can understand this, that we abide in him and he in us. But then, of course, the Jews murmured, how can this man give us the flesh, his flesh, to eat? How can we eat him? Well, surely, if you think about it, that was a good question for those Jews in those days. Do we understand that Jesus was replacing the Passover lamb with his own sacrifice? Jesus insists, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life. That's what we're going to do this morning. Unless we take Jesus' life into our life, we will lack the fullness of life. And Jesus then continues with the theme of mutual indwelling. He says, those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. So that's a sort of mutual indwelling. This mutual indwelling is the purpose and the joy of every communion that we share. And with it, the knowledge that through him alone, we live forever. Jesus isn't just a figure in a book, not even the Bible. He's our living Lord. And he wants to be one with us. He dwells in us, we dwell in him. And when we abide in him and he in us, we have eternal life. Let me try and illustrate it with this story. Remember Max Bygraves? Does nobody remember Max Bygraves? Yeah, some ages coming. I often say this, and I'm going to tell you a story. There was once a man who bought a beautiful box for his wife. And that box had flowers on the top of it. And they would glow in the dark. And as it was her birthday, this man hid it away in a drawer and left it there for a few weeks until her birthday came. Then on her birthday, he gave it to her, all wrapped up in a lovely parcel, big bow around it. She was delighted, and she could hardly wait until that evening to get the box. When it got dark, she looked at the box, but it didn't shine. It didn't glow. It hadn't changed at all. Then they both waited until it got really dark, but the box never did shine. They felt a bit cheated because the box was bought because it shined in the dark. And as they were looking at it, a little note fell from the package. Then it said, if you want me to shine all night, you need to put me in the sun all day. That box would only glow if it was left out in the daylight. And they left it out all the next day, and true to the words on that note, all night it glowed with a splendid light. So if we are to glow with eternal life, we need to be placed in the presence of the Son of God, to let him abide in us, and for us to know that we abide in him.